Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Alcova Mortgage is here for good. We are locally owned, value great communication, and are committed to our Covington community. Call Alcova Mortgage Covington at 540-962-7152 or visit alcovahighlands.com to get in touch for your mortgage lending needs.
Alcova Mortgage, NMLS ID 40508, NMLS consumeraccess.org, equal housing lender. Terms and conditions apply. All loans subject to credit approval.
What up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
Yeah. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, them trap doors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
What up, 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 though? Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amar Hawkins. Appreciate you taking time out today to listen to the latest episode of the show. Today, we will be previewing UNC versus UVA, the oldest rivalry in the South. Football game that would take place Saturday at Scott Stadium. So, we're going to preview that. Your first time listening, welcome. Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show, man, where Petty Hawk is the DJ and the disruptor. So, appreciate you. First of all, salute to the sponsor. Salute to Aber Insurance for all your insurance needs. That's home, business, auto, life insurance. The great people at Able. Billy and Charlene White, definitely take care of you. Go to ableinsurance.net. Tell them the Ball Hawk sent you for an affordable policy. Also, Alcova Mortgage. Go to alcovahighlands.com. If you're looking for a loan, holler at the good people at Alcova Mortgage. So go online, alcovahighlands.com, and get you a loan that fits your financial needs. Also, man, bet online. Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today and use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. The promo code is BLEAV50, BELIEVE50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. And we're going to start this podcast off with DJ Petty Hawk. What you got for us today? Hey, baby. I got something for all the people because we playing UNC, baby. And it's older. Shout out to Coach Wilmer. Coach Wilmer would stand up in front of y'all. What we say, Ball Hawk, what we tell her to do? Hit him right square in the mouth. Yeah, in the mouth with a F, not a T-H. M-O-U-F. Hit him right square in the mouth. So with that being said, since we playing UNC, I got a special treat for all the fans out there. First, I'm going to start with this right here. You got me turned up, Ball Hawk? Yeah, I got you turned up. All right, this is how we're going to start it off. This should get your juices flowing, baby. DJ Petty Hawk is here. We playing UNC, so you know what we got to play. Oh, yeah. That's you.
guard, 6'6", from North Carolina, number 23, Michael Jordan.
The good old 90s. Have you heard this song right here? Hold on, man. Whoa. We not Carolina fans. Why are you playing Michael Jordan theme song for the Bulls? He went to Carolina. He didn't go to UVA. Listen, man. Can I DJ? Can I intro this? Can I do this? You always interrupting me every time I'm DJing. Can you sit back, relax, and get your little notes ready for your analyticals? Let me DJ. I'm setting the stage. All right, proceed, man. Dang, bad enough we're going to get flagged on YouTube because, matter of fact, this ain't going on YouTube. Ain't nothing been on YouTube because we could get flagged for the music. We don't own the rights to the music, but they steal the flag. Is you going to keep talking through my intro or you going to let me do what I do? You right, my bad. Now, let's get back to Michael Jeffrey Jordan's Chicago Bulls theme song. Hold on. Ball Hawk, didn't y'all use this in your Hampton High School 1996 highlight tape? Y'all use this? Y'all thought y'all was the Bulls? Who was Michael Jordan? Ronald Curry? Oh, he went to North Carolina too. Yes, he did. You was Scottie Pippen, huh? You ain't go to no Little Rock, Arkansas school. You went to UVA. How ironic. You had this on your highlight tape, and your Michael Jordan went to UNC too. They called him Benedict Curry. Aha, I told you I got some on my sleeve. Now that we done played the theme song, let's play something that everybody would love to hear.
Sometimes I dream that he is me. Got to say that's how I dream to be.
Ba-do-ba-do-do-do-do.
Like Mike, could be like Patty Hawk. Like Patty Hawk, if you could be like Patty Hawk. Oh, Ball Hawk, if you could be like Patty Hawk.
All right, man, that's enough. Whoa, I got one more song. This song gonna really get us flagged, though, Ball Hawk. I'm trying to tell you. You remember this? Well, I think you was like in the eighth grade when this song came out. Listen to this song right here. What you know about this, Ball Hawk? Ha. From Mike to Mike, baby. Michael Jackson, the real MJ. Ha, ha. Oh, is this a song with Michael Jordan was in there? Yeah, Michael Jordan was in this too. But this intro is like, oh man, cut the music. You know this intro is like almost 2 minutes. Don't you touch my switchboard. Do not touch the Rodecaster Pro to fast forward this song. We're going to talk over the long intro, and then when Michael starts singing, we're going to stop talking. So whatever you got to say, Ball Hawk, since you want to keep interrupting me. See, we missing Michael Jackson ad-libs. Let them listen to his ad-libs. Watch this. Ha! Come on, Mike. Mike and Mike. Like Mike and Ike.
Nation to nation, all the world has come together. Face the problems that we see in me. Somehow we can work it.
Come on, Mike. Sing it, Michael.
I have to find my peace because no one seems to let me be. For promise, try of doing all the possibilities. I told my brother there'll be problem times and tears for this. We must live each day like this. So let go with it.
Chica, 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 chica. Hey. Much for me. All right, Patty Hawk, that's enough, man. We really gonna get flagged this episode. You can't play Michael Jackson. Like, that was like a long, that's a lot of music you just play. Hey, I'm a bird. They can't get me. You know what I'm saying? I'm too fly. You get that? Because I'm a bird and I fly and I said I'm too fly. Yeah, I should have been a comedian, man. You don't appreciate me, Ball Hawk. Anybody else need some DJ services, hit up Ball Hawk. What's your email so they can email me? Because I read it when you read it. Oh, yeah. Y'all can just go to AmonHawkins.com to the contact us section and just put this message is for Petty Hawk DJ Services since Ball Hawk don't appreciate me. Okay. You done, man? We're almost at the 10-minute mark. Can I get started? Yes, proceed, Ball Hawk. All right. I am done. All right, ladies and gentlemen, appreciate you, man. That was the Petty Hawk DJ segment, who was highlighting all of Michael Jordan's, like, just Michael Jordan. That's because Ralph Sampson ain't got no songs. Huh? If Ralph, can you put out a song or a theme song or something? We would have played it. But, I mean, they got song for their greats. What are Ralph Sampson songs? With a Thomas Jones, who's the Thomas Jones ACC legend? Can I have my segment now? You gonna keep talking? I'm done. I was just saluting Michael Jeffrey Jordan, one of the GOATs. Yeah, but he's a UNC grad. We playing USC, duh. Man, you went to UV. I thought you was smart. You ain't fly like me. That's why. All right, so UVA playing UNC. UNC on the season is 7-1. UVA is 3-5. It's going to be a tall task for the Cavaliers, man. A tall task to beat UNC. They're hitting on all cylinders, playing at a very high level offensively. And in order to beat UNC, you're going to have to outscore them. Like, you're going to have to score a lot of points. And that's something that our offense hasn't done all year. Like, really. Let's look at the statistical matchup. UNC has scored 334 points this season in 8 games. UVA has scored 135 points. UNC is averaging 41.8 points a game. UVA is averaging 16.9 points a game. UNC has 202 first downs this season. UVA has 152. UNC has rushed for 1,351 yards on 287 attempts. UVA has rushed for 1,053 yards on 266 attempts. That's good for 4.7 yards per carry for UNC and 4.0 for UNV. UVA. Average per game, UNC is averaging 167.6 yards rushing per game, while UVA is averaging 131.6 yards rushing the game. Passing yards a game. UNC has 2,675 yards passing as a team, while UVA has 1,826 passing yards. Look at this fun stat. Carolina has attempted 283 passes. UVA has attempted just 9 under, 274. But the completions, it's a 46 completion difference. 197 completions to 151 completions for UVA. And we got how many drops? Man, listen, that would have probably equaled it up. We might be even. If it was like a couple years ago, like 2019, where we ain't dropped not a nail, nutter. They got 29 passing touchdowns this year. We got 6. We got more rushing TDs, 9, than we got passing TDs, 6. Who would have bet a parlay that UVA will have more rushing touchdowns than passing touchdowns with the great Brendan Armstrong returning and the receivers that he got? Who would have bet that? Nobody does it better. You could come closer than close. Yeah. Shout out to Nate Dogg, man. Oh, also, man, while I'm saluting Nate Dogg, rest in peace, man. Rest in peace to a good friend of mine, Steve Warren, man, that passed away this Thursday morning. Salute to him, man. November 3rd. An individual with that, he's the reason why you hear my voice, because he challenged me to start a podcast. When I was leaving 92.7 KISS FM back in 2015, because it had been sold to a country music station. He was like, yo, why don't you start your own podcast? I was like, what's a podcast? He sent me a link to Podbean, and the rest is what they call history. So every time you hear me create a new episode and talk behind this mic is because of the gentleman that I'm shouting out, Steve Warren, man. Salute to you, my brother, man. It was always a pleasure competing against you on the basketball court and just picking your brain about different things. I know the drama department at UVA is definitely going to miss you. Salute to your wife and your son. You're definitely a great human being and the ultimate competitor, too, on the basketball court. So salute to Steve, man. You definitely be missed, man. And, yeah, I'm always appreciative of you, and I always tell the story of how if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have been podcasting. I definitely would not be podcasting because I didn't know what podcasting was, didn't care to know what it was. So salute to Steve, man. Back to total offense. UNC has gained 4,016 yards this season. UVA has gained 2,879 yards. UNC averages 502.2 yards a game. UVA averages 359.9. So, with that being said, look, the defense, our defense, has been the consistent, right? And I know you could look at games and say statistically, like, oh, man, this wasn't a good game. That would have been bad. That, when you average just 16 points a game, like, how much you want the defense to really do? Like, we got to score some points. Like, North Carolina's defense, they give up, I think, like 30 points a game. And that can be misleading. I'll make sure I won't be too disrespectful to North Carolina and say, oh, they give up 30 points. They defense some trash can juice. Oh, my God. But their offense scores so many points that they bound to just play, like, some prevent or something. You know, if you look at their score, it's 56-24. Now, the App State game, that was a bomb burner, 63-61. The Georgia State game, that was the third game of the season. I remember watching that before we played, I want to say Illinois. Yeah. 35-28 was the score of that game. They lost to Notre Dame 45-32. They beat Tech 41-10, so they didn't give up a lot of points that game versus another, you know, Virginia team that doesn't have a very good offense. They held them to 10 points. That's the lowest output of the year that they held versus any team. If you look at all the teams that they played, I don't know how good Florida A&M offense really is. When I saw the Georgia State game, they was getting out of it. But, you know, they scored 28 versus Carolina. Miami scored just 24 versus, and that was with TVD playing, not their backup. They beat Miami by a score of 27-24. They beat Duke 38-35. Duke hung up 30-something on us. Duke hung up 34 on us, so they scored 35 on UNC, but UNC actually scored 38. We only scored 17 versus Duke. And then Pittsburgh got up early, but North Carolina got out in front of them 42-28, got Pitt out of their comfort zone and running the football and made them more of a passing team, and the play action got taken out of whack because they jumped out on them in the middle quarters. And so when you look at their defense and, you know, giving up 31.4 points a game, that can be a little misleading. Because when you jump out on teams, you start, playing a lot of vanilla cover fours and just trying to keep the ball in front of you, and teams could run the ball on you, things of that nature. But they better than what that PPG is. I'm going to say that because who am I? Like, I know one thing. We better score. Petty Hawk, chill out, man. Let me chill out. I was about to say something real reckless. No, I'm going to go ahead and say it, man, because I'm looking through the. When they played FAMU, it was 28-14 at halftime. When they played App State, it was 28-21 Carolina at halftime. When they played Georgia State, it was 21-10 at halftime. When they played Notre Dame, it was 24-14 Notre Dame at halftime. When they played Virginia Tech, it was 24-10 at halftime. Then they scored 17 in the third quarter. I mean, they shut Virginia Tech out in the second half. versus Miami, they were up 21-17. Miami scored 17 in the second quarter and didn't score again until the fourth quarter. But that was after it was already 27-17. Miami scored a touchdown with 2:20 left. And then the Duke game, North Carolina scored late on an 8-yard pass with 16 seconds left to win that game by 3. So Duke had them on the ropes. Pitt had them on the ropes too. It was 17-14 at half for Pitt. And then North Carolina, Pitt actually got up 24-14, and then North Carolina scored the rest of the way to win 42-0 with a 21-point fourth quarter. So the thing about North Carolina is their quarterback, Drake May, is phenomenal. Phenomenal quarterback. Just a freshman, 6'4 and a half, 220 pounds. His brother played on UNC's basketball team and was hitting clutch threes for their squad. He has one of the best receivers in the, not only in the ACC, but in the country, and he plays in the slot. Talking about Josh Downs, 5'10", 175. He's just a junior. He was all ACC last year. He had over 200 yards versus us last year down there in Chapel Hill. And the reason why I pointed out that he plays in the slot is for the simple fact is we have trouble stopping slot receivers. Okay? Like, when teams need a play, they attack us in the slot. And kudos to our bookend corners, Gucci Man and Cypress, because both of those young men been having phenomenal seasons. 11 pass breakups, you know, both of them tops in the ACC in that area. They had 24 combined number of pass defended between the two of them, which is tied with the Illinois duo of Jartavius Martin and Devin Witherspoon for the most in the nation. So think about this. It goes to show you that when we were surprised that we couldn't really do well versus Illinois, their tandem has played at a high level just like our tandem. That's crazy. Who would have thought that people would be showing love to UVA corners after, you know, the last couple seasons? On a high note, though, Brendan Armstrong is 101 yards away from reaching 10,000 yards of total offense in his career. Only 14 ACC players have reached that 10,000-yard plateau. So salute to Brendan for that. My man Nick Jackson has 334 career tackles, the third most among active Power 5 defenders. And also, let's stay on the defense. Virginia has 8 consecutive quarters that has not allowed a touchdown. The Cavaliers have held back-to-back opponents to less than 275 yards of total offense for the first time since 2019, the season in which they won 9 games and played Florida in the Orange Bowl. Respectfully, those back-to-back games have been versus backups. We're going to put that out there because we're going to be respectful. We're always going to provide context. We're not going to be misleading. We're going to always try to speak our truth and be true to the core when it comes to a preview. This offense that we're going up against, we've seen in the past 4 years, they get busy. When Sam Howell was here and Damani Jones was here, 200 yards, everywhere we go. And so they got a 200-yard receiving streak. My wife is texting me, my bad. They have a 200-yard receiving streak for wide receivers. Damani Jones did it back-to-back years, and now Josh Downs did it last year. So we got to break that. We can't let nobody have 20-yard receiving wearing a North Carolina jersey playing receiver. We got rid of Damani, like, oh, yes, he's not here, the Scorchers anymore, and then Josh Downs did it last year. So that's crazy, man. They got a trio of tight ends that's very good. Number 88, number 81, number 18. all them good size, good fluid hips, get in and out of breaks, soft hands. It's just not Josh Downs. Antonio Green is a good receiver, 6'2", 200-pound senior. They'll feature him in one-on-one situations. So they could play, man. They got that. This offense is high powered, and they have another person orchestrating it to perfection. Because not only is Drake May good at throwing the football, he's that leading rusher as well. Facts, as the young boys would say, facts. This kid, nice, man. He throw darts too, back shoulders. Throw it in the hole, low and away. I've been impressed watching him on film. He averaging 54.9 yards rushing the game. He has 439 rushing yards on the season. That's including the sacks. So he gained 552, but with the sacks, he lost 113. 439 yards. Hampton is a serviceable running back. They have Caleb Hood, who averages 5.8 yards a carry. I don't know. Is he available or not? I don't know. Don't get me lying. But don't get it twisted. They can run the ball too. They still averaging enough to keep you honest. .166 ain't nothing to sniff about. .167 a game. Look, let me go through, man, because I ain't playing with y'all. I'm about to show you how potent their offense is, man. First game of the season, they ran for 314 yards, threw for 294. The next game, they ran for 215, threw for 352. Then versus Georgia State, ran for 183, threw for 284. Notre Dame shut their running game down, 66 yards and only 300 yards rushing, but May still threw 5 touchdowns. Versus Virginia Tech, 160 yards rushing, 367 passing. Versus Miami, 161 rushing, 309 passing, 2 passing touchdowns. They scored versus Miami. We didn't. We just kicked field goals. I'm talking about touchdowns. Versus Duke, 156 yards rushing, 380 yards passing. Then Pittsburgh was the second team that held them under 100 yards rushing, just 86 yards, but they threw for 388 and another 5 touchdowns. Drake May has threw for 5 touchdowns in 3 separate games this season. We got 6 on the season. He ain't throwing for 5 in one game. We got 6 in for the season. 6. Boy thrown 5. Only 3 interceptions. 29 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. This man had thrown 6. We'd have thrown 6. 6 touchdown passes, bro. 6. 6. 6. No, I ain't quoting the man downstairs, but you mean we got an 8? People like, Ball Hawk, what we need to do versus North Carolina to win? Score more points than they do. And we're going to have to score some touchdowns. If our defense hold this offense under 20 points, they are phenomenal. Now, granted, we done did it versus backups, versus except Louisville. But the past two games was versus backups. Think about this. 3 straight games we played backups. Been a long time since we played a starter. And Georgia Tech started out with their starter, but he had a bad will. But ain't none of the starters like this boy, this young man, not boy, this young man we about to play. Boy, the young man could play, man. And he's just a freshman. Lighten it up. They play a 3-3-5 on defense. Their defensive lineman got very good size. Miles Murphy impressed me versus Pitt. Good ball player. The linebackers, they fluid. They can run. Which one is this? Cedric Gray. That has about the same amount of tackles as Nick, I believe. I think that's who it was. But one of their linebackers had just as many tackles or as close to tackles as Nick Jackson is, so he's around the football. They could be stout versus the run. I will tell you this. You can run against this defense, but the opposing offense, like so if our defense get a stop, it's going to be very important for our offense to, yeah, Cedric Gray has 83 tackles. It's very important for our offense. You got to score some points, man. Preferably a touchdown. Like, this is like playing the Chiefs or like playing the Golden State Warriors. You can't be shooting twos. Oh, no, nah, he ain't close to Nick. I'm tripping. Well, yeah, he got – Nick got 84 tackles. I think he had 83. So, Nick got one more tackle than him. But it's like playing the Golden State Warriors. Yeah, you could pound it in the paint and score on dunks and drives while Clay and Steph and them shooting threes, and that's going to take you out your comfort zone. It's like playing the Chiefs or playing like the Buffalo Bills. Like, they're going to score seven. Can you keep up? They're going to put that pressure on you. And even if you get a lead on them, they still going to apply that pressure. Like, this is a game where the offense has to be consistent. You can't turn the ball over and give this opposing offense extra possessions. You can't do that to this defense. This defense is going to give up some yards if you keep putting them back on the field. Facts. You can't keep leaving this defense out on the field saying, hey, get us another stop because we ain't do what we're supposed to do this time. This not the game. This is a game you better wake up or it's going to be a massacre. This is the oldest rivalry in the South. Y'all had previously, UVA had previously beat UNC four straight times until last year, and it became nasty work in the second half after the offense did all they can do to come back, and they started running all over us the second half. They shout out to Noah Taylor. He traveling. He got injured versus Pitt. I think he done for the year, if I'm not mistaken. They got the mantra, let's win this for Noah. He the honorary captain. They do this for the Gipper type vibes. Ain't nobody going to feel sorry for you, man. Like, they're going to try. This is a rivalry game. They're going to try to punish you. What? They're going to try to punish you. I know your head coach, he never won here. Is Mac ain't never won here, right? Mac Owen, is he over here? I think he over here. He ain't never won here. What you gonna do? They come in there with a nice little Jordans on, swagged out. We want to double team downs. You have to double team downs. Don't play double team downs. Facts. Outside corners, you got to be on the island. We got to double team a layup. Anybody but a layup. Anybody but Antonio. Is that the other receiver's name? Antonio. Yeah. Oh, no, it's Antoine, my bad. Antoine Green. He's a good receiver, man. Both of them got 500 yards apiece. He's a good receiver. They'll leave one-on-one. May I throw back? Hey, look. If you got the receiver covered, don't relax. He'll throw nice back shoulder throws, something that I wish we would do too. Let's throw some back shoulders. You know what I'm saying? They got a young boy playing that corner from the 757 too, man. Tony Grimes. Last year we got the best of Grimes a little bit. He wants some get back. You know his daddy going to be in the building. Papa Grimes going to be in the building. Huh? Man, we got to spread them out, go four wide. I'm sorry, Grant. I'm sorry. I just had a brain fart. Sackett Woods. Sorry. Tight ends, we don't need you this game. I need all four of the best receivers. I need the top four receivers we got. I need Billy, and I need Keaton, and I need Lavelle, and I need Dontavian. I need y'all on the field. Put that pressure. Spread them out so B.A. can have, like, an epiphany of thinking it's the air raid, and he's getting to his air raid bag even though we're in the pro-style offense. And then the receivers think it's air raid even though we're in the pro-style offense. And you start thinking the ball is an air raid ball and not a pro-style ball, and you catch it, and you get busy. I don't want to see no tight. I'm sorry, Grant. I'm sorry, Sackett. I'm telling you, I don't want to see too much of them. I want to see four receivers. I want to see quads. I want to see 3-by-1s. I want to see some speed matchup problems, some whip routes in and out. Shout out to Cub. He was like, man, we don't even run no whip routes. I was like, dang, we don't run no whip routes. Go in and out or out and in, smash or whip. Give me some of those. Make you transition with your weight with Billy Kim. Get it a four, man. Early. Because you're going to have to keep up. You're going to have to keep up because they are a juggernaut. I ain't pulling no punches. I am not going to lie. Man, listen. If you don't think they're going to score about 28, something wrong. I'm just being a realist. And if they don't score 28 and they score less than 20, I'm going to praise the hell out of the defense. But the last two games are fool's gold in a sense because we played backups. Georgia Tech quarterback was trash can juice. Salute to you, young man. You could get better. But you look like trash can juice. You was out there seeing ghosts. The Miami one, he was just handing it off. Handoff, 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 handoff. And then he scored the game winner. Look at that. Look at God. But you playing the creme de la creme quarterback on Saturday. This mamma jamma, I was like, who? Drake? What? I think defense can rise up to the occasion. I really do. I think it gives a couple stops, create a couple turnovers. I really do, bro. I really do. But the thing where I have cause to pause is our offense have lulls, so where we'll get yards and no points. This not the game. Lord, listen to me. Y'all can't have empty possessions versus this offense. You can't do it to, like, y'all got to play true complementary football. You have to. If this is the game to form a fist, this is it. Oldest rivalry in the South. 200-yard receiver versus us the past 3 years. Think about that. The past 3 years we didn't play UNC, they didn't have. One receiver has had 200 yards. Four wise, coach. Your coach, catch. No disrespect to the tight ends. I don't want no 11 person. I want 10. One back, no tight ends. We can make Keaton the tight end. Hell, Lavelle 6'7". Make him Jelani Woods this game. Put him in a damn slot. Run the seams. Put him in a three-point stance. Defensively, we double-teaming 11. He got two ones. We putting two people on him. For every one, we got a person. Y'all on the outside, we got an A. Hey, let me tell you something, boy. We got the nickel and one safety checking downs, and then we got another safety over the top. Backers, good luck to you with the tight ends. Let's see if he'll keep throwing to the tight ends or if he feel like he got to force it to the backs or the tight ends. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's my matchup. Defensively, they could be stout. Now, how we looked last week, they going to feel like they can control us with their three down linemen. They'll send three. They'd be happy to send three. They might even line up all they linemen on the center and the two guards. I ain't being facetious. If I was them, I'll make sure somebody always lined up on one of our guards because our guards struggled last week. I ain't telling them nothing they ain't seen. They seen the film. Go at the guards. They might send a linebacker right at the guards. Our guards struggled. The guards got to show up. They got to look at stuff in the mirror and be like, yo, I'm a ball this game. So that's all I got, man. Oldest rivalry in the South. Coach Woman would say hit him right square in the mouth. And that's what we do. They come in here. They riding high. 7 wins. Noah Taylor, honorary captain, inspiration. You know, he injured out. They want to win it for him. Win it for Noah. So that's what I got, man. Appreciate all y'all for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you, if you can't come to the game, make sure you tune in. And I just want to let y'all know that this episode is sponsored by Bet Online. Make sure you go to Bet Online. Use the promo code BLEAV50. 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 Get that 50% off for the welcome bonus on your first deposit, man. Go to AmarHawkins.com if you want to contact me. Or you want to check out all the walkthrough content and interviews or any other things I got on tap, go to that podcast. Make sure you go to Apple Podcasts. Leave a review. Help with the algorithms. And, of course, man, this is exclusively shout out to Believe Network and then it's shared on other podcast platforms, man. So go to Believe.com. And not only check out and follow my podcast, but the other dope podcasts that's on that huge network. Salute to them for partnering up with your boy. And it's the Ball Hawk, man. I'm out of here. Wahoo, wah. Oh, salute to my dog, Thomas Q. Jones, man. Thomas Jones, ACC legend. Well deserved to my bro. What he did in 1999 was magical. Not glad I was front row seeing him put on the show and just seeing him ascend to that legendary status. and he's still being legendary. So shout out to Thomas Q. Jones, man. I'm out of here. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.